and welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast that aims to help women connect to their inner goddess while nurturing their divine feminine essence. And we do this by learning about both practical and magical ways to work with your mind, body, and spirit to help you live empowered lives, both in your personal life and your sacred business, if you happen to be a spiritual or sacred business owner. I am your host, Charisse Williams, a sacred business coach and spiritual guide, and I'm so excited to have you here today. If you could go ahead and like this podcast, give it a follow, leave it a review, it would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to find me elsewhere on the internet, Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram, and healingmoonlumina.com is my website. And without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Hello, friends. Today, I want to just talk really quickly about divine guidance and kind of trusting divine guidance, and also give you a little bit of an update as far as where I am currently at, or the direction I am going following my divine guidance. And this is especially relating to divine guidance within business, but this can also be related to divine guidance within any area of our lives. So what is divine guidance? Divine guidance is being guided by the divine. It's receiving signs and insights and guidance from God, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, and also from our higher selves and our spiritual teams. So our spirit guides, the angels, our ancestors. Because all of those energies that I just mentioned all have our best interest at heart and are always wanting to kind of help guide us in the directions that we should be going in. Of course, we have free will. We always have free will, and you can choose to take that guidance, or you can choose to ignore that guidance. I've personally found more often than not, though, when I ignore the guidance, it just takes me longer to get to that same destination. You know, so it's almost like the universe or our spiritual team is kind of like trying to give us a little bit of the way to go. But then because we do have free will and our ego gets in the way, and you know, sometimes if you're anything like me too, you get very stubborn and you're like, no, I'm going to do it my way. I'm doing this. And then it just takes you a little bit longer to get to where you could have already gotten had you listened to your divine guidance. It's almost like it's trying to make life a little easier for us. But you know, us as humans, we like to make things a little difficult sometimes. But when we trust in this divine guidance, again, whether it relates to business or any areas of our lives, we can really see some awesome growth, and we can see some awesome directions, like new directions that maybe we hadn't considered already. You know, maybe it's something that we hadn't thought of ourselves, but we listen to that guidance and we're like, okay, you know what? This isn't what I originally planned or what I originally envisioned, but I'm going to trust you, spirit. I'm going to trust you, ancestors, and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go that direction and just see where it takes me. And more often than not, it's usually even a cooler and better situation than what you had envisioned. I've been watching a lot of Amanda Francis lately. You love her or you hate her, it seems, and I'm in the lover camp. But she talks about with divine guidance and like manifesting that it's this or something better. So you keep yourself open to that. You know, you keep yourself open to like, this is what I'd like to have happen, or something even better. So you don't get so stuck in the like, this is exactly how it has to look. This is exactly how it has to be. You're settled on, you want it to be that, but you'll take something even better, even if it happens to be a little bit different than what you might have originally envisioned. Because, you know, the divine knows what is amazing for us. And we just need to trust that. There's so many different ways to trust that divine guidance and to listen to that divine guidance. You know, if you are a card reader, if you pull cards for yourself, oracle cards, tarot cards, that's an excellent way that the divine tries to relay messages to us. So that's one of my number one ways that I use tarot and oracle cards for everything, but that's one of the great ways that I connect with the divine and receive messages from divine inspiration is with my cards. You can also receive messages in your dreams, while meditating, different synchronicities, or even just feelings that you get. If you happen to get, you know, if you're thinking of your job, you're thinking of your career, and you're thinking of one thing, and then all of a sudden you get just seemingly out of nowhere a completely different idea or a completely different feeling on something, that could be divine guidance. And so listen to that, even if it's something that maybe you weren't consciously thinking of. So just go for it. Just trust it. And the more you trust it and go with it, the easier it becomes to trust. That sounds kind of goofy, but it's true. And you'll start to see more signs and synchronicities. It's like when you start listening to that divine guidance and you start going in that direction that the divine is kind of nudging you towards, you'll start getting so many more synchronicities in your life, and so many signs and symbols that you're on the right path. You know, spirit animals may cross your path. You may just see the angel numbers popping up. You may find feathers all the time when you're out and about, just little signs from spirit saying like, yep, you're on the right path. You're listening, you're doing it. And it's really pretty awesome. So with that being said, I do have a tiny little update. I've been following my divine guidance relating to my business, and it has kind of nudged me in a direction that I didn't think I was going to be going, but it makes so much sense. And I just got distracted because my husband walked in and I had to pause my video and then restart it. So kind of lost where I was just speaking. But I've been following my divine guidance, and it has nudged me in the direction of focusing on sacred business. I've used the term holistic life coach and spiritual guide, but I have now been called to refer to myself as a sacred business coach and spiritual guide. And I'm loving it. So I'm still guiding people on their spiritual paths, especially women on their spiritual paths and their spiritual journeys, to be a support and a guide to help other women connect to their own spirituality and help them along their spiritual paths. But then I've also really been being called to do more of just sacred business coaching for, you know, spiritual entrepreneurs, holistic entrepreneurs. And it makes a lot of sense because I have had my own business. It's changed throughout the years, and I've done a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but I've been working for myself for over 3 years, 3.5 years, 4 years almost, my goodness. And you know, so I've learned a lot, and I've learned things that work. I learned things that don't work. And I've learned how to really connect spirituality with business in such a beautiful way. And I love talking about business. I love talking about spirituality, and I love talking about merging the two together. And so it really almost makes perfect sense. And then looking back too, I've always had people send me messages and send me DMs and everything, reaching out to me, asking for business advice, especially relating to like spirituality and just practical business advice as well. But it was never something that I thought that I wanted to do. But all the signs and all the nudges and all the guidance was pushing me in that direction. And so I always say, who am I to argue with the divine? So I'm following it. So now moving into this new year, into 2018, I even changed it. It's Instagram official, because I put it in my caption or in my bio on Instagram, sacred business coach and spiritual guide. And I'm really, really excited about it. I actually just launched my first official sacred business program. It's called Breaking Business Blocks, Finding Alignment Through the Chakras. It's an 8-week online program that walks you through, walking you through working with the different chakras, the 7 main chakras, as it relates to business, to find clarity and happiness and confidence and success and all that good stuff. And I'm really freaking excited about it. I haven't felt this excited about my business in a very long time. I mean, there's been lots of things I've gotten excited about, this podcast being one, my YouTube channel being one. But this is the first time that I have felt this just pure giddiness and excitement with the direction in my business. And it's all because I trusted that divine guidance. So I urge you, if you're getting any little nudges from the universe or from your spiritual team, as far as divine guidance, trust that guidance and just see where it takes you, because it could take you somewhere absolutely magical and beautiful. I don't know where it's taking me yet, but I'm trusting in it. And yeah, let's see where it goes. All right. Many blessings, everybody. Bye.